What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. Some big, explosive, powerful news is coming out from the Hollywood side of things. Not only is that one infamous list coming out in the next few days or the beginning of 2024, we may have another list coming out, and it may be on the P. Diddy side of things. Fake pastors. A lot's coming out about T.D. Jakes. And this is the great exposure right here, folks. What's happening right here is the big revealing. You're going to see a lot of people that you looked up to being shown in a whole different light or darkness. What's happening right now in the Hollywood industry is everyone knows P. Diddy is a major player, And he's had some big, big parties. And if you want to play ball, you got to do certain things. These parties have a reputation, folks, a big, bad reputation, and it's all coming out. And I'm going to play this right now. I'm going to share the screen so you can see what I'm talking about right here with what's going on with P. Diddy. This lady is going to be commentating over this just a little bit.
Allegedly. Ain't nobody going to catch me slipping.
And this is allegedly. We have to state this for Fluff Dude. This is allegedly. But folks, some big things are going to be coming out on the P. Diddy side of the world.
Okay. So allegedly, Cassie has turned over evidence to the feds. Yes, to the feds. She has turned over videotapes, a USB drive, and Kim Porter's burner phone. Now, there is also an alleged email out saying a plethora of other things that include T.D. Jakes with Diddy.
T.D. Jakes, folks, these are pastors. These are people that preach Christ. A lot is going to get start getting aired out on these people, folks. Get ready. 2024 is going to be an explosive year. A lot of people are going to be exposed.
I'm going to let y'all listen to it. I'm not going to say nothing else.
This here, yo, bro, Cassie has turned over substantial amounts of evidence to the feds. I'm told that after Cassie had a long conversation with Blank, I have to protect this person. They're going through a lot right now. And her lawyers, she finally was convinced to give up the videotapes and audio recordings that contain footage of S parties and other private gatherings that feature some pretty powerful and prominent people. And get this, she even gave up a burner phone and USBs that belong to Kim Porter with incriminating evidence against Diddy. I'm told.
This is serious, folks. This is another whole piece of the puzzle that's going to fit very nicely with what's going on with that famous, infamous list, which I don't want to say the guy's name because this is Fluff Tube, but this is all starting to come together, and it's all going to take down the entire industry, is what I believe.
That there are a slew of artists, politicians, and entertainers that are about to be exposed and arrested for H10. I'm paraphrasing there, okay? Mm-hmm. H10. I'm told that Cassie's husband played a significant role in getting Cassie to turn over the evidence. It's to my understanding that Cassie felt that by exposing the truth, it would also make her look like a filthy whore. And I'm paraphrasing there because some of the videos she turned in, it shows her getting number one on. Number one, okay, guys? I'm paraphrasing again and committing more disgusting acts that she was forced to do. I'm also told that multiple male escorts...
See, I have a hard time anyone's forced to do anything. I think it's more along the lines of, oh, I'm going to get a big role. I'm going to get promised a contract. I'm doing it. I don't, and that's my opinion. I don't believe anyone's forced to do anything. When you go to these parties, you've heard the rumors. You heard about what's going on. Folks, I was invited to some strange stuff in Vegas and in Park City, Utah. To other parties, I never went. I always heard it was weird. I never did it. I never even went there. So these people are fame hungry. They're looking for fame. So I don't feel sorry for any of these people.
Corroborated the fact that T.D. Jakes have slept with multiple men at Diddy's parties and abroad, and they refer to him as being a power bottom. Wow. It's also been said that a young male has acquired a lawyer to represent him as he is set to sue Jakes for an incident that took place when he...
A young male. How young? How young? This is a pastor, T.D. Jakes, folks. T.D. Jakes, you trust him. You should be able to trust him with your children, right?
Was just years old. It's been said that the young man was forced to perform sloppy toppy. And I'm paraphrasing here, guys. You can actually put two and two together to understand what I'm trying to say. Oh. It's been said that the man's family were members of the Potter's house, but left the church in 2015. According to multiple church insiders, the parents were paid off to keep quiet. The guy's a grown man now and is seeking his own justice. It's been said that the young man doesn't even deal with his parents even to this day because they took hush money. According to Pastor Blank, and I have to protect this pastor, Bishop Jakes is about to get railroaded and all of his dirt will be exposed. That's why the bishop has quietly lawyered up. He sees his fall from grace coming.
This is coming on a lot of them, folks. A lot of celebrities. I mean, pastors, politicians, everybody is nervous right now in Hollywood and in the political realm.
Just don't look good for nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody.
I gotta say, the House of Cards is coming down, folks. It's all coming down. We're going to see a lot more of this, a lot more of this. And the reason I put this one up is because TD Jakes, I listened to some of his stuff. I think a lot more pastors are going to be revealed. A lot of people are going to be exposed. The 2024 is going to be an explosive, explosive year. It's going to come together and be there. Folks, leave your comments down below. Let me know what you think. Are you excited about 2024? Fireworks, folks. Fireworks. All right, folks, let me know down below. Later.